like a sponsorship by Slim Jim.
Remember the good crossover between Macho Man and Slim Jim?
That was one of the greatest.
He had a whole Slim Jim outfit.
It was kind of like time. It was kind of one of the best. Yeah, like Chris said, one of the best cross branding things of all time.
You, Slim Jims are extreme. Macho Man's extreme. You put it together.
Yeah.
You get an extreme commercial.
And look at Beef Jerky now. They have no such, you know.
Jack Lynx. No. You think you're a Sasquatch?
Yeah.
That's not exciting.
No.
What would you rather be, a Sasquatch or Macho Man Randy Savage, brother?
Macho Man. Macho Man. Macho Man with the Mountain Dew, maybe.
Jack Lynx should, they should get some kind of celebrity named Jack. For ooh, sure.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson and Jack Lynx. Now we're
Jack
talking.
Nicholson's coming back.
Have you ever eaten?
I'm looking at my Jack Nicholson. Sorry, guys.
I want the beef. You can't handle the beef.
That's right.
Give me the beef. Give me the beef.
Where's beef?
About Jack
Lynx. Here's
Lynx.
Beef.
That was about beef.
Here's Jack.
Oh, the schmuck.
You have indigestion?
Yeah, man.
Upset stomach? Heartburn?
Yeah, man. Diarrhea?
I got for you.
We have these. We drink a bunch. First, we have these amazing sandwiches from Allwyn's, these jerk sandwiches.
They're supreme, actually.
Then we have.
And deluxe. These, Allwyn's, no L's.
Then we have split up twisted teas in small little cups.
Yep.
With little ice cubes. Yeah.
Don't give away our secrets.
Divvied up four ways.
Yeah.
Have about six of those cans.
Okay.
Between four people. And then we have I think it's the strange, it's the espresso after. That's kind of
no, that
a
should
weird
help.
Mix.
If anything,
that's
that should
helping
help.
Digestion?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I'll tell you what. We've been doing it for 145. We've done it at least 145 times.
Yeah.
There were a couple sober days.
Yeah, a couple sober days, about once a, you know, a couple every year. We've had guests come over. Everyone's doing it. Nobody's ever complained. Yeah. Well, what's happened now on your 150th time doing
it? What's going
it?
On now?
Well, now something's acting up?
Your body's finally broken down.
I think I think it's saying no mas, like that boxer famously. I think I'm 35 going on 36 now, and it's saying, you know what, let's have the espresso. Slow down.
Simmer down. Mm.
And that being said, I tell it to shut the hell up. I'm going to Florida tomorrow, and I'm going to be on a five-day bender, so
hey,
let's send it.
You're going golfing. Do you want to borrow my, actually, never mind, I need it tomorrow. It's that golf cooler sleeve.
Oh, okay. You know what? Evan cut that.
Hey, that was cool. He offered you something, but then he took it back.
I took it back immediately. Actually, in Florida, every cart has a cooler on it.
See?
You can
there you go.
You can bring your own beer.
There you go.
Solve the problem.
It's the coolest place to golf.
I love it.
Welcome to the Portugal Corner of the podcast, where we talk about all things Portuguese soccer, the good, the bad, and the funny. This is episode 145. I'm Evan.
Patrick.
Justin.
Christopher.
Hey-o. What's poppin'? What's poppin'?
I think I just explained everything that's going on with me. My stomach's poppin'. It's bussin'. It's
ooh, you're bussin'.
Grumbling,
all
rumbling.
Kinds of stuff, yeah.
We've sufficiently pre-gamed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Watch a little baseball.
Done a little more.
Watch a little baseball.
What's up with that stadium? I don't like it. I don't like the colors. It feels like Yankee Stadium. It doesn't feel like the Blue Jays Stadium.
That's kind of what it is.
Yeah, it's Yankee
Stadium.
That's
my big problem.
The colors on the seats look darker, like a dark Yankee kind of color.
Yeah, you got all these fancy seats with the bright green TD symbol, and you're like, ugh.
What you know what? This is what it is. Let me break it down to you.
Tell me.
For the longest time, we had that one color, that one identity. We won the back-to-backs. It was a good time, majestic. Now, as the years go by, it's getting sadder. We're clinging on to the past. We need a new identity. We need to break free from our old ways and start new
but
traditions.
They did that. They got all those stupid new crests, and then they went back to the old crest because they realized that
crest is one thing. You got to repaint the whole
you
stadium.
You
got to
do a new paint job.
New paint job.
Paint job's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Geddy Lee at the stadium yet. That must mean something.
Yeah.
Is he a regular?
He's not
like. He's always behind the.
He doesn't like the new design,
the
you think? He's being priced out.
Yeah.
I think they're.
He can afford it.
I think they're getting ready to go on tour, or he's promoting his new book, or he's at his brewery.
Oh yeah, he has Henderson's.
Yeah.
He owns Henderson?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, him and his buddy.
He's Henderson.
I had no idea.
I thought he was Lee.
Henderson Lee, and Henderson makes the Figo beer.
That's yeah, we right. like those.
Ooh.
Wow, I didn't know I was supporting Geddy Lee by drinking Figo.
So you think that Geddy Lee and Figo teamed up a conversation together yes. on the phone?
It all comes together. And Damn. Portugal Corner will get involved.
And they're behind the home base watching the Jays.
What great Canadian Portuguese content that's come together.
So, mm-hmm. Chris, is your idea kind of, let me just kind of flesh this out for you.
Yep.
Paint the outside of the Sky Dome?
Or oh, it do does really need a paint job. It looks like concrete.
Oh, I never. Yeah. I meant like revamp, recolor. They're trying to shed, it's like a... You know how a snake, you get the new skin?
Yeah.
You become a new person? That's what they're doing.
Okay, but I think, how do you feel about this? There's an era that people are, that young people, younger than us, are starting to become nostalgic for that we all hated, that black jersey Blue Jay era.
No, I didn't like that.
That's not coming back.
Vernon Wells.
Those are terrible, right? Yeah. You agree with us there. Okay. Okay, just as long as we see eye to eye on that.
Yeah, I didn't like that logo either.
The kids like this?
Well, because I think when they were growing up, that's what it was. So then they're nostalgic for the thing it was when you're a kid. That's how nostalgia works, no matter if it was shit or good.
Someone going to tell them they're wrong?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
that was just bad.
Yeah. And
it's not like the cool, bright purple Raptors.
The Blue Jay was kind of buff as well. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, the one that's like hiding behind the tee and he has flexing?
He is kind of buff and he's got a weapon in his hand, a baseball bat, I'm pretty
sure.
That
one I don't mind. It's kind of like quirky, I think. The Black Jays I don't really like.
That was part of the Black Jays.
Really? The tee?
Those two are one in the same.
All in that era.
Oh, no, yes, there was a... I know what you mean. There was like one that was a tee.
It was like a tee. Yes. It also looked like a J.
Yes. Okay.
Cool. Right. Do you know what all the seats have now? Cup holders.
Yeah.
We like that.
Yeah, I do.
Every seat?
In the 100s, I think.
Oh.
What, you gotta be rich?
You guys have a cup holder, yeah.
You guys have been doing the 999 this week? We talked about that maybe in the Patreon. I don't
know. Yeah. Nine beers, nine dogs, nine burgers, nine dogs, nine innings. No, I haven't done it yet.
Nine beers, nine dogs, nine innings.
Don't worry. When we do it, you'll hear about it.
Okay, we'll give a fresh update on that.
We'll all go in Portugal jerseys and do it.
Ooh.
And the blue and white.
The blue one. Yeah.
And there are medallions. All right, let's get into the football. Porto. There was an election. There was some democracy to be had.
Oh, my God.
André Villas-Boas is in. The emperor is out. Pinto da Costa loses his presidency.
And Villas-Boas is Luke Skywalker, of course. And yes. He takes him out.
Proper.
Is he Luke Skywalker? No. Or to me, he's still kind of evil. So was there like a younger evil guy in Star Wars, maybe?
Adam Driver?
Oh yeah, the Adam Driver character.
He could just be Anakin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He can turn on those little young boys.
Well, Luke killed the Emperor, though. That's what I'm trying to say.
I see. And you know what? How do you feel as a Portista about this?
Love it. It's time for a change. What are you gonna do? Hang on to that old bag forever? He did his thing. He won his two Champions League, two Europa Leagues, 23 leagues, 15 tosses. One toss of the Liga and 23 super tosses.
Yeah, he's amazing.
A lot of cups.
How would you say, in retrospect, what do you think of him as like a president? Greatest president they've ever had.
Of course. Bar none. What do you mean? He's number one.
With a bullet.
Yeah, he took us into the new to the modern era. Like,
painted the stadium.
Yeah.
They built a new one.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
He made them who they are today.
Yeah.
Of course. Look at him with the first Champions League. He's still a young man.
You call that young?
He was, yeah.
Yeah, 42 years in charge, man.
Well, you saw what happened to the emperor when he was just on the Senate. He was kind of fine. And then when he became evil, then that's what aged him like so much, right?
And he would always tell the players, feel the hate flowing through you.
And they've played like that ever since. But I was going to say about him... It was kind of time for a change. I think from the Benfica standpoint, I wanted him to win. I mean, they're in a low point. I feel like AVB can lift them out of it pretty quickly. He's a smart man. He knows what he's doing.
Oh yeah.
Don't like that. I don't like that as a Benfica show. You want some incompetence in there. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, you want a guy who's going senile.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Pinto Nkosh is kind of like Joe Biden, like losing his mind, like kind of he's falling over and stuff.
Yeah.
You kind of want that guy to stay in office.
Yeah, and I think that's why the Clocks wanted him to stay in office too. They're like, we actually have the power here.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
Now with this young guy, he's going to run a tighter ship.
That's right.
Well, yeah, it's like who is Sporting as Varandas. You guys got Rui Costa. Like, just the way things are going.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if AVB installs a... Andre Villas-Boas installs like a women's team. If he takes them into the 21st century.
He's a younger guy.
Maybe. That
it's gonna,
far?
It's going to be... I'm sure that'll be up there in the priorities.
I wonder... Yeah, I mean, you're president of FC Porto, not just football club, like the club. So there's a lot of, you know, stuff you have
How's
to...
How's the handball team going to...
Exactly. How's the water polo team?
Yeah, look after all of them, yeah.
How's the basketball team?
Yeah.
I think he's smart with money, too, right? He's a rich man. He knows how to make money.
Yeah. Do you think he'll
use money properly?
Do you think he'll spend a lot on the jacuzzis?
Oh, revamp the jacuzzis?
Yeah.
That's probably not on the top of the list.
Ugh. It might be. You never know. You never know.
I wonder how he's going to deal with the Clocks because they didn't want him in there. So and then there was like all this disruption and stuff during the.
They didn't want him in. The vote was like 80 to like 15 to like some other random guy.
Oh yeah,
like
he killed the
half
vote.
A percent. Yeah, he killed
people wanted the change. I have kind of a wonder, like a question, because before the election, there are two things I remember. Pinto da Costa said. Sergio Conceição will only re-sign if I win, as like an ultimatum to the fans. Like, if you want Sergio, you got to do it through me.
Yeah.
And then I guess he kind of figured out that he was about to lose. So then to fuck over AVB, he extended Sergio like big time, big money earlier in the week, like right before the election.
That's crazy. That was before, yeah?
Yeah, right before.
That's crazy.
So he's kind of either saying like, now you're stuck with my coach or you can pay him out. Or like kind of putting his arm around his boy, like, don't worry, I got you. You know what I mean? Like kind of like, I'm taking care of my guy.
Yeah, job security.
I don't know. Yeah. I think Sergio is a good coach. I feel like the turbulence in the club has fucked with the team throughout. I feel like if Villas-Boas wants to keep him, he'll keep him. If not, I'm sure he'll find a way to.
But he kind of got forced to keep him now.
Yeah. But even if
he probably wanted his own guy.
But even if he's there under a new regime, man, like maybe he can still fix everything.
Yeah.
Sergio's not a bad coach. I think the club in general was just in turmoil.
You can't fix somebody being a whiny little bitch, though.
Well,
how do you fix that?
You fire the little George Costanza guy.
You think Costanza's coming back out there with the big tempers?
It's the culture, man. It's the culture.
I don't think it'll be that hard to turn it around.
So yeah, if that guy's Costanza, he's the Steinbrenner.
He is the Steinbrenner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's getting the calzones.
I don't think Andre Villas-Boas and Sergio Conceição's mentality is too different from each other. Andre Villas-Boas came up through Porto. He's a Porto man through and through. Mm-hmm. He knows the style they play. He loves the way they play. I'm sure he's not going to turn them into a respectable on-field team where they're all,
see the thing that
shaking hands and kissing babies. Yeah. Certainly not.
See the thing that came up with John Terry, and he said Villas-Boas came in. The first thing he said was like,
"Even plane."
Yeah, everyone on the plane, everyone sits in economy. No one's above anyone. And then John Terry and all the star players are like, "No, we're sitting first class."
No, that it was actually he flipped it. So he had the rookies sit in first class, and the vets in economy to just kind of like turn it on them, and they said, "We're not offing it, mate." We'd be in the first class, and they put these wankers in the back over there.
We'd be sipping champagne on the airplane.
And so many posts after were like, this guy thinks he's making himself sound good. He sounds like a freaking prick. John Terry.
John Terry's right, though. Why the hell would you do that?
It's a little crazy. It's a little weird. I get that, but...
But he's your new coach. You're still, like, outranked by the coach.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's what the coach wants to do? All right. You know, what are you gonna cry about it? You're part of a team. You're an athlete. You're just on the team.
Maybe that was a test. They all failed the test.
Yeah.
That's why things went so terribly wrong.
But
so
they Justin, said, you're saying just always follow orders, no matter if they're right or
exactly.
wrong.
Exactly. You have to.
It's a chain
that's
of,
some of the biggest world tragedies happen, you
it's
know?
It's a chain of command. Yeah, it's a sports team. It's not a fucking crazy Listen. Government.
In this world, we have walls, and my men are protected to guard those walls, okay? That's a little more Jack Nicholson. But,
And in The Shining, he tears down that wall with an axe.
Yeah. I completely agree with that. If you signed up for Army or you signed up for sports player, mm-hmm. then yeah, that's what you do. That's part of the job. You yeah. follow the orders.
If you're John well, Terry and depends. You're making... Yeah, but if you're John Terry and you're making $10 million a season, you can fly first class whenever you want. If you're the little rookie making, you know, maybe 50, 60, 70,000 bucks a year, you get on the private... The
That's
team.
Not how it works, though. You're rookie. You can't just walk into first class. You got to work your way up to that.
But when the team... Yeah, I guess that's
it is. It wasn't a smart move by Andre Villas-Boas by any means. It was kind of dumb. But, I mean, to make a big complaint about it and be like... And also, like, they're not going... They're not crossing the Atlantic.
No.
It's less through
they're
Europe.
Probably,
like, how long could this flight be?
Probably 30 minutes,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's like manager's first day. Obviously, I keep saying obviously. They don't respect him, right? So...
And yeah, he has to earn respect,
Anything
too.
He would have done would have been like...
Well, John Terry's probably older than him at that time, too. Mm-hmm. It's probably like, who's this young coach that comes in telling me to sit in the shitty seats?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he was trying to swing his dick like Mourinho would have, but I don't think Mourinho, like, trusted his veterans and he, like, loved his veterans. Yeah. So, you get coddled like that, new regime, and then he doesn't have the resume that Mourinho has. Everyone's just kind of like, oh, this is what Mourinho's PowerPoint guy.
He wasn't that far off.
No, he wasn't. He had a Europa League as well, right?
Yeah. But yeah, big change is coming. Nuno Pinto da Costa, one of his final moves, also re-signing Chico Conceição from Ajax for 15 mil. I don't know what his contract in terms of payment is, but I hope he's getting paid well. He deserves it. He's been playing really well.
Yep.
This is like what Chelsea used to do. They send Kevin De Bruyne out to Wolfsburg. He does well. And then they say, hey, get back over here. Or no, they didn't do that.
They didn't play him.
Who did that then? Just like buy back their own players a bunch. It was like Atletico or they did that with Griezmann. Some other teams too.
Yeah, Chelsea. Yeah, they did that like with Lukaku. Eventually they bought him back. Bad moves. But yeah, and then in the big game over the weekend in the 42nd minute, they honored Pinto da Costa. They put a big tifo in the stands and they set off flares and said thank you to all your years of service.
42. So they're going to wear jerseys with 42 on the... It'll be like Jackie Robinson.
Oh, nice. Oh. Good ref. I must say, I don't know what... Like, we're getting kind of to those higher number years and I just don't know what football fans will do after when we have higher than 90 because, you know, they just love coinciding things with minutes of the game. That's their entire deal. It's like, what happens if on the 99th anniversary? Well, you're fucked.
They would find a way.
Get to 99. Wait, extra time, guys. Extra time. Mm-hmm.
That first extra time game is going to hit hard. All right. Into the game itself. Sporting 2, Porto 2 at the Dragão. Despite an early lead from the Dragons, after a 1-2 punch from Brazilians Evan Nielsen and Pepe, the Lions claw back with Gyökeres when he enters the game in the second half, scores 2 goals and 90 seconds late in the game. Impressive performance. Both goals assisted by subs. All 3 of them were subs. Nuno Sanches and Marcus Edwards.
And why didn't none of them start?
I don't know. Bad vibes.
It's like one of the biggest games of the year.
Yeah, injuries. I don't know.
He played a fucked up lineup.
Played Ignacio on the left wing.
Yeah.
He thought he didn't need him. That's what it was.
I think Edwards has kind of been on the bench for a lot of games, though, but stepped it up at the end of this game. I'll just say one thing I know they love these black jerseys, but I love a Sporting Porto game of green and blue. Green v. blue.
Yeah, know? They don't do that anymore.
I wish
they
did.
Is this a nostalgia thing, Justin?
I love
you
a nostalgia.
You want the old look. Yeah. You don't want the painted stadiums. You don't want the new jerseys.
Old everything.
They should have wore those sweaters they walked out in.
Yeah. Those are nice. I like
those. Long sleeve things.
Those were great. I said I have a feeling like Sporting just keeps putting out more and more new products, and I think it's like, well, we got winning season. We're gonna buy. We'll get. You know,
the merchandise. Well, Benfica has been doing the merchandise for years.
The merchandise will be selling.
We
like
got all
hot
kinds
cakes.
Of retro stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But the lineups: Porto, no Pep. We started with Zé Pedro back there, and Otavio on the right back. Martin Fernandes, little youngster, 18-year-old.
I was just thinking the other week, where are all Porto's youngsters? They're not putting any youngsters out there. Their season's kind of over.
Yeah.
So put them out there,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they started this guy. He was phenomenal. Great game. Assisted the second goal, ran the length of the field, put Heuvelman on his ass. I loved it.
Yeah, fucking... Yeah, crossed him out, broke his ankle.
This time of the season, they're getting rid of all the old guys, president yeah. included, and all the young guys are coming in.
That's what you would think, but it's the 80th minute. We're subbing in Mehdi Taremi. What the fuck is this guy gonna do? We have a 2-0 lead. We're subbing in Taremi.
Hey, you know what the
you're
problem
sinking.
Was? Taremi was looking at this big titted woman that we saw on Instagram. She's just right behind the net.
Yeah.
You can't miss them.
Oh no, and they're big.
God, it was wild.
Oh, that's probably why they didn't perform well in the second half.
That's those 2 minutes Ooh. They were looking at them.
Oh, distracted. Gyökeres, one track mind. He just sees net.
Yeah. He gets plenty
one,
at home.
He sees, yeah. As Rob Ford said, he has one. He sees one big ball, not two big balloons.
Big, yeah.
Yeah.
Big jugs.
I mean, if she were a true fan, she would have one seat for the first half and one seat for the second half.
Always distracting Gyökeres.
Exactly.
Or Sporting.
Sporting started with Paulinho. I mean, I guess he's kind of their guy.
Gyökeres was a little
but
injured.
But those things are so big, Yo Acosta could see them from the other end.
And he's kind of...
And he, man, he needs to be stay concentrated.
Yeah. It's better that she's behind him.
Yes.
So that's kind of what you want. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Sporting running with Bragança and Heuvelman in the midfield now, which it's nice to see. And then St. Just, Diamande, and Coach in the back.
The thing about this team, though, too, is which is why they're champions. They got depth. Mm. They got Morita. They got Quaresma on the bench. They have Paulinho or Gyökeres, two scoring forwards. I mean, I wouldn't say Paulinho scoring, but, you know, he's come up big a little bit.
You need Gyökeres on the field with Paulinho and for Paulinho to be able to score.
Exactly. And then you got Edwards on the bench, too, that they can bring out.
Nuno Santos on the bench.
And Nuno Santos on the bench. So they have depth, you know. This is a really good team. It's why they're champions.
I saw some crazy stat that, like, Nuno Santos is, like, one of the most effective players in terms of creating goals in, like, all of Europe's top leagues.
Whoa.
Yeah. Hmm. He's up there. He should go for big money.
He should go for big... He's a Sporting lifer, and he should be.
No, he's more than a lifer.
Oh, what's his option? Wolves?
Yeah, maybe. It's a better paycheck, at least.
Maybe Olympiacos.
No, ooh. Don't say that.
We'll get there, don't worry.
What's wrong...
God damn.
What's wrong with being a Portuguese league lifer, especially in one of the top teams? That's a nice life. That's a nice career. I've always respected and loved those
but
people.
But if you're putting...
One of the big ones is João Pinto.
Yeah.
If you're putting up numbers that puts you in top with, like, left backs in Serie A and the Premier League and in La Liga, like, why shouldn't you make a jump for a bigger team with a lot more money?
Different food, different lunch table.
Mm. You got to figure out the lunch table.
You could walk into a town where, like, no one knows you exist. You think Nuno Santos can walk around Sporting? No way. Everyone would be tossing his little hair
Sporting
around.
Sporting City?
Yeah, walking around Sporting City.
You know what I meant to say, Lisboa.
Sporting Lisbon.
Yeah, that's right. Which is the name of the club?
Of course, we all know. Official name.
but yeah, again, with the lineup, Israel, bad game, bad distribution, bad saving, bad positioning, just bad for Mr. Franco.
Yeah, Israel's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. They've been bad for a few months.
Yeah. I walked into that one. Yeah. and then on Porto, man, bad substitutions. I already said Taremi, but it's also like we're bringing in Romario Baro. In the 80th, like, bringing Grujic, bringing Eustáquio. Let's lock the game down.
For Grujic?
I'm calling for anyone that's going to play defensively rather than putting on two attackers.
You're right. So we really want Eustáquio, too, yeah.
Yeah, man.
So do you think You think the game was mismanaged? It was all there for Porto to have, and then they kind of mismanaged it?
Yes. Oh. Both goals came after the 80th minute. The only two subs we made were adding more offensive players. Why are we doing that?
Yep. I think in hindsight, there's definitely a case to be made for that.
It's Gyökeres. They clearly weren't marking him well. He was just open there.
You can put on the most deadly man in the entire league, and then
I honestly don't think there's anything you can do about him.
Well, give some credit to the other players. Marcus Edwards made an amazing pass through four defenders.
Yeah.
On the second one,
That fucks you up, too.
Yeah. So, come on. It's not... Gyökeres had to be there, but still. Mm-hmm. You got a man threading the needle like that.
But you're going to take off Chico, and you're going to put on another offensive player? You put Grujic back. You tell him to stick to Gyökeres like fucking white on rice. Mm-hmm. And you call it a day. Yeah, put a big man on him.
Park the bus.
That's a plan.
Yeah. Instead, you leak two goals back to back in 2 minutes.
He went for the double down. He wanted to score one more goal and really fucking give it to him.
Humiliate them.
Yes. Nail in the coffin. Get it done.
Pride cometh before the fall. That's what happened.
So we got a couple more things to talk about this game. Taremi comes on. Taremi signed for Inter this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
for like a while ago.
Oh, I thought it was just official this week.
No, it was, well, I don't know.
Pen to paper. Yeah, he's going there next year.
Nice.
What kind of strike force are they compiling over there in Inter?
They get the weirdest players.
And they win. How do they win the Scudetto with these guys?
They look at him and they're like, okay, well, we're going to pay off these refs. And this man, he can dive.
They're like, well, what do you think about kebabs? He's like, I love them. You're in.
And then the other note I was going to say was during the week, Ruben Amorim takes a little short flight trip to London, apparently. And then everyone goes, hey, it doesn't look like this Liverpool thing's happening, but this West Ham thing might happen. Hey. And he had to come back this week and kind of apologize for taking that trip right before the big Porto game. So it wasn't good timing, but I think these guys, they know it's going to be bad, but they just like, oh, I'll just deal with the media when it happens. I got to secure this bag right now.
It's like a 20-minute flight. These guys can fucking fly out after practice and be home by midnight.
Like, no, but it's like disrespect to talk to them while the season's not over.
Guy's got to plan his future. What do you want? Fucking fans are so sensitive, man. Jesus Christ.
You're very pro people getting out of Portugal, moving on.
Okay, but it's like, do you think he's going to stay? The league is more or less wrapped up.
Yeah,
you can wait a couple weeks,
though. People decide in April, usually, what they're going to do. It's kind of the time.
It's millions of dollars on the line.
Everybody knows he's not sticking around.
Exactly.
Plus, pretty much, if you wait too long, it's like anything. Summer jobs, whatever you're doing. Everyone gets all signed up.
He had to go hand in his resume.
That's right.
He's been handing out resumes.
He wants to be at the top of the pile.
That's right. He had to go hand it in person, talk to the manager. He shows up at West Ham. Can I speak to the hiring committee? Hello. Like to meet you. Yeah. Okay, goodbye.
They're not in today. I'll take your resume.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they're in the back drinking coffee like, I don't want to talk to them today.
But it's like, look, they got to play Portimonense, Estoril, and then Chaves for the rest of the league matches.
Yeah, very easy.
Could have lost to Porto, could have won to Porto. He ended up tying, good result. Keeps them with an additional point. But like, they're not going to mess up the rest of these games. Two of them are at home.
So you're saying he could have left any other time of the season? Anytime after the Porto game?
I mean, I guess he could have. But he doesn't even have to leave Lisbon for the next 3 weeks. Sporting at home, Estoril, it's also Lisbon, and then playing Chaves.
I think it's kind of... I think he's certainly not the first manager to get caught up in this. I think he could have waited one more week, so then at least the fans could be like, it was Portimonense, instead of saying it was Porto, you know what I mean? It wasn't a Clásico.
Yeah.
And then I think it's also kind of funny how, like, why isn't the hiring committee or whoever these fucking people are coming down to Lisbon? You know what I mean? Mm. Like, why does he have to go there? Yeah. You want me? What? Come talk to me.
Well, it's England.
Yeah, they
don't respect us.
We all watch Ted Lasso. That's the guy who owns West Ham is evil.
Oh, yes. Okay, I didn't see this.
An evil prick. He hires evil pricks. It's the way it goes.
I support that point, Evan. Yes, they just, like, don't respect.
Yeah, that's how it goes. But, yeah, hell of a match there. Wish we got the win. You guys wish we got the win.
I did, but like we weren't going to win the league anyways. But it would be nice if it got a little closer.
I kind of liked how it was tied. Let them both not feel a total joy, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Knock them down a peg. They're feeling too good.
Give George Costanza a heart attack.
Tell Sporting you tied a third place team.
George had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Who knows?
He looks like he's
so at the end, Marcus Edwards confronts Wendell, was it?
Galeno.
I don't know, had some words for him. Did the little bump, light headbutt bump, and then slap. Mm-hmm. Light slap as well. Galeno goes down like, what would you say?
It was a delayed reaction, really.
Yeah, he went down like a bitch.
Yeah, yeah, I would say like a bitch. And he wanted...
It's like, you know when you just, your pillow falls off your bed? It's so soft and so no one's getting hurt here.
Yeah,
everything's fine.
Which is like that analogy
again. Why I always say, you know, if you're gonna do a little headbutt and a little slap, do a harder headbutt and a harder slap. I'm not saying break the guy's nose, but make sure he feels it a little bit.
That would be a suspension. Rub if you went lip. For it, it's like assault.
What and what about Pepper?
What the fuck?
I liked it. I liked it.
You are getting old. You're right.
I don't know. I don't like to see that. And like Galeno, he doesn't got a lot of meat on his bones, but there's no way you fall down when someone fucking hits you like that.
It was delayed.
Just fucking man up, man.
I think Edwards would have got the red if he just stayed on his feet still, because like going for that slap is a red.
I think you got
to
go.
No, you have to sell it.
No, you got
to
sell it.
He would have to either sell it or be like, "This guy just slapped me. He insulted me."
Yeah. Get a little ketchup packet.
I'm bleeding.
Ric Flair razor blade in the mouth.
Either way, you look like a bitch.
You got to. What you got to do is you step on the guy's foot as you're leaning in to give them the headbutt, and then you give him a little love tap on the cheek. And I think that is the move. And you can, if you can perfect that move, I think you can really. You can make it the guy at least feel something, which I would like.
Feel something.
Why feel something? Why not make him feel love instead of pain?
Porto players are incapable of feeling love.
Show the other cheek.
Yeah.
Like Jesus.
Maybe with Feelers Boas, they'll get less evil.
Yeah, maybe they'll completely turn around their philosophy that they've been using for years and years and years.
That's the change of a president. He'll be like, "Hey, I saw that. I don't like that shit." He'll tell the coach, "Hey, don't play that guy. We're not doing this diving thing. Taremi, gone."
We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. All right. Anything else? Big game?
Nothing from here, guys.
Gyökeres, I think 40 goals, 16 assists this season.
Player of the season.
Fucking.
What's the record in Premier League?
Ooh, I don't know. Good question.
He's definitely got that golden boot this year, right? He's way ahead.
So in 1973, Hector Yazalde for Sporting, 46 goals.
And then Pirlo Teo, their most famous guy.
That guy played 100 years ago. That doesn't count.
What?
Whoa.
Dude, the 50s. We're going to count the 50s.
That's 40s,
actually. That's the greatest player ever of Sporting's history.
I'll tell you what, Evan. The size of the ball didn't change. The size of the net didn't change. What's the problem here?
Yeah.
People were smoking cigars on the field at that time.
Well, I'm sure they weren't, but I mean...
Yeah. They had no color, though.
That's true.
The world wasn't in color yet.
Oh, Super Mario Jardel.
Modern history, yeah.
Yeah, Eusebio Jardel. Okay, so he's going to be right up there with the greats. I thought Eusebio's 1972 record.
Wow.
Most recent
could get a lot more.
How about Bastos with 34? They've had some good goal scorers. I never really respected Bastos, but the guy...
He scored a lot.
Look, he scored a lot.
Yeah, he was a big guy. Wow, I really didn't know Wikipedia could filter. I'm blown away. Blown away by this. All right, let's move on. Before we get to Benfica, thank you for listening to the podcast. Just a reminder, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, all the socials. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We're on YouTube. Check us out there. Take some time. Leave a rating. Leave a review. Tell your friends. We're doing podcasts.
Speaking of a review, I got a bad review at my restaurant this week.
Personal.
Ooh.
Personal. You know what they said?
What?
The waiter with the mullet.
Ooh.
Was there, the male server with the mullet was borderline rude. I was like, what? I was like, how did this happen?
You know what's funny?
I was not rude to anybody, but sometimes
maybe you were cold.
Yeah, I wasn't effusive enough. Sometimes people can perceive that as coldness. They want everything to be great, and I determined who it was because we went through his other reviews.
And he sucks all the time.
And they're all bad, and one of them was a restaurant in Lisbon, and he had a one-word review, and it said racist.
Wow.
And that's how I determined who it was. It
sounds
was
like a cranky, whiny baby.
It was an Asian guy, but yeah.
Whoa. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I'm rude to people when it's fucking busy, and they're like, you've given them the menu, and you leave them alone for 5-10 minutes, and then they're like, what do you have on tap? I'm like... Look at the fucking menu, buddy.
I had the menu.
They don't know how to read.
Use you
know
your what? Fucking eyes.
I think it's something with the haircut. Because there's a guy that I work with, and he's got a... I don't want to call him mullet, but he's got, like, shaved the side of his head, too. And somebody just left a review for him, 1 star. The guy working the counter with the half bald and half long hair is rude, and I get weird, creepy vibes off of him.
Oh, hey, that... Don't... That was not me.
I'm just saying the place that I work, not the place that you work. This is a separate review.
And yeah, I don't want anyone to think that they're one and the same about creepy vibes. I do not give off creepy vibes. I give off cool, chill ass vibes. Mm-hmm. And what did
they say? Well, it depends who you're asking. You both guys both got 1 star review vibes.
What for different reasons, though.
What did that guy say about that other guy's head? Half bald, half shaved?
Half bald, half long hair.
Half bald, half long.
Guy doesn't understand
it. Is he balding in the front?
No, he's not.
This is why it's important to leave good reviews for places that you like.
And describe the guy's hair properly.
Yes.
That's the most important thing.
You just get a fresh cut. Your hair looks good.
Yeah, I did fresh cut. Nice. It was getting a little long.
Looking good.
Thanks.
We're also on Palma Radio, Palma Talk, Portuguese online radio station. Check them out. They got other cool podcasts. They do music.
Give them a 5-star review.
Yeah, no, and feel free to leave us a 5-star review. You can mention our hair all you want. I mean, that's fine with us. Just get it. I mean, don't call mine half shaved, half bald, half thing.
That's not what it is. And then finally join our Patreon. We do a little bit more exclusive content, some funny after show stuff. But at the end of the day, it's just a nice way to say thank you to us for doing the show.
You got
to
keep us lubricated. That's what I say, you know?
Motivated.
Keep the motor running.
Yeah.
Get out on the highway.
So yeah, check out our Patreon and check out some of the other crazy stuff we talk about. It's not all soccer stuff. It's, you know, what else goes on in the world. Mm-hmm. All right, back to the footy. Benfica, the Eagle's Nest. The second biggest game of the weekend. Benfica beat Braga thanks to some late goals from the Benfica Ninja Turtles. Marcus Leonardo and David Neres. Braga clearly lacking stamina after an early Ricardo Horta goal is overturned. The substitutes, the toots, as they might say,
the toots
rise to the occasion.
I know something about that.
And save the day off the bench.
Yeah.
I know why Marcus Leonardo's a Ninja Turtle. Why is David Neres a Ninja Turtle?
I don't know. They're both Brazilian. They're strikers. He kind of looks like a Ninja Turtle. Look at him.
He's got a katana in his pocket.
Yeah.
I saw earlier this week, it was... Who did I just show you that post of?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Arthur Cabral's birthday was this week.
Oh.
Cool.
And Arthur Cabral hangs out with David Neres and Morato and maybe Marcus Leonardo.
They're all friends, yeah.
They are the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, you're saying the four of them are the Ninja Turtles?
Oh, yes. I'm just adding that they all hang out.
I think Morato's probably Donatello.
Where do you think they go eat? Pizza joint?
Maybe in that restaurant that got one side review.
We started pretty well in this game, but then we went back to our usual play, shitty play. Braga gets a goal.
It's a very boring start.
And then in like the 30-something minute, flares get thrown on the field.
Mm.
Yeah. From the fans. They're frustrated with the play. We're losing to Braga. And I think it's also accumulation of other things that have happened recently. Mm-hmm. People aren't happy.
Your fans are very negative.
Yeah.
You want to get into the fans?
It's the first game at home since Marseille, right? Yeah.
Since Marseille. Schmidt is kind of like in an open war of words with the fans.
He did say, yeah, don't come if you're going to spit and throw things at us.
I
only want real fans at the stadium.
Yeah, I think even Tom Condren said, like, you can't have a coach, like, against the fans. It's not really going to work.
But I think he's against those particular fans that were causing a ruckus in Portimao.
And I agree, and I like how he didn't back down. He stood his ground. He's like, no, that's not acceptable. I don't accept that as, like, as good behavior, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I agree. And, you know, I think how many, we talked about it a little bit last week, but, like, how many, I know the fans want to be heard, and that's great, but, like, how many coaches are going to run out of town?
Yeah. You know? Too many.
You can't run a club like this where it's like, oh, anytime it turns on you, like, we're just going to
burn them at the stake.
Yeah. And because here's
you're
the thing.
You're going to turn into Arsenal.
Here's the thing, too. It's rare. Schmidt did it once, and I think Trapattoni did it. I don't know. It's not the most common thing for a coach to come in and win the title in their first year, right? So if you're going to keep turning over, how often is that going to work? Once every 5 years? That's not good, you know? If you have one stable coach, like a Pep or someone, it's a much better chance. So that's why, again, to reiterate, I don't think Schmidt should go. I know a lot of people are sick of him. But then what happened was, I must say, once they clean up all the flares, they started the game, and then people just threw him back on the field again. They had to stop it.
That's what they want.
And I said, that's the funniest thing you can do in that situation.
Because, like, they want to prolong this whole thing. It's like, oh, yeah, clean them up. All right, we got more.
Yeah. And if I was there, I would have been laughing and joining in. But, I mean, if I was in the clock, not if I was
laughing,
in the stands.
Laughing.
Because that's funny.
How do you get those things in? Stick them up your butt?
They must.
I don't know.
Pretend it's your Johnson.
I think you know a guy. I think you know a guy at the gate.
You gotta have a hookup.
Yeah, he's all your buddy, and then he just lets
everyone
go in there. Nobody's
checking your package at the stand at the gate.
If you're the common folk, yeah. But I think if you're in the one of those clock sections, I think you got, like, a pass or some shit.
No, I don't. Yeah, they don't feel you down, do they?
No. And even if you go through a metal detector, is there metal in the gunpowder? I don't know.
No.
Good question. They're metal in gunpowder.
Can you get a flare through a metal detector? Things you gotta Google, you know?
Get on it.
So they move past João Neves, kind of, like, overworking him, or what do you think that is?
He got injured last game, I think. He's got, like, a swollen eye.
He took a knock.
Swollen eye.
Yeah. Right? So we got the...
What, Marcus Edwards slap him up?
No.
Marcus Edwards? No, it was in Faro.
The one in Faro. So we got the João Mario, who actually led to the goal. I mean, that shot was kind of going on net. They block it.
Yeah,
lands at Marcus Leonardo's feet. In the first half, Arthur Cabral had that chance, right? Where he hit the crossbar.
Yeah, yeah.
But everyone's saying it should have been Marcus Leonardo for a while, but...
I would say it should be him playing, yeah.
Hey,
and the way he just, like, the ball comes to him, he shoots it right away. Turns and shoots.
Yeah. I never said Schmidt hasn't made mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
I never said that. I just said I think we should keep him for one more year.
You know who also played very well when he came on? It was Kökçü. Just the passing is so much better. Rafa was invisible when he was playing. Sometimes he gets, like, shut out of games. Like, you don't see him.
Yep. Absolutely. Happens a lot to him.
Also, Carreras, great again when he came on. I think he's going to play the rest of the season.
They're figuring out. They're giving some guys some more chances.
I think maybe we're building something for next season.
Exactly. Yeah. I think we should be favored for next season if they keep this team mostly together. We don't know what could happen in the offseason. Maybe Neres will say, I want to move on. But we also have, you know, we have guys waiting in the wings, literally on the wings, Rollheiser and Govea. So if they decide to, that's fine.
I don't think Neres is as good as he is. I don't think he's played stably enough that he's going to warrant someone to, like, come and throw down a lot of money for him.
No.
I feel like he's worth hanging on to, but it's like, more than anything, it's also that it's like, you guys will probably, your squad will stay together. The young kids you got this last season will improve and become more of the starting 11. But then it's like, Sporting's also, there's no way they're hanging on to those that team.
That's what I kind of was like leaning towards, was like, Jokeris is going to go, Emery's going to go.
Hillman might go, Nuno Sanchez might go, like... There's so many.
Yeah, you're
guys.
Really hooked on Nuno Sanchez leaving. I'm telling you, he's a lifer, but I don't think he's going
he's
anywhere.
Not a lifer.
There might be Trincão rumors. He might be able to go or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see.
And Marim goes to an English club like West Ham. They might say, bring Edwards back.
Yeah, you keep mentioning You keep mentioning Nuno Sanches. What about Pedro Gonçalves? You don't think Pedro Gonçalves can make a jump somewhere?
Nobody cares about him, even though he plays so good. No
one
cares.
He's fantastic, but I don't know what the lack of appeal is.
Lifer. There's nothing wrong with that.
I feel like he's more of a lifer than Nuno Sanches, though.
And there's nothing wrong with him being a lifer. Okay. I just want to make that very clear. I just want to give a little insight into my experience. Mm-hmm. Walking around all day on Roncesvalles. Roncesvalles is a street in Toronto, more in the West End, West End.
Polish neighborhood.
Polish, very Polish neighborhood. Kind of walking through there. A lot of markets on a Saturday afternoon. It's very like market heavy, bazaar heavy. Yeah. You're walking into a bazaar.
Some of those Polish places, you can get some banging food.
Yeah, I'm sure. I didn't go for the food. We're just kind of shopping. But I said it's not really a priority to watch this game.
Yeah.
Then we're getting closer and closer to a bar where I kind of know what's going on. And I'm like, let's pop in with the girlfriend. First experience in a Portuguese bar. Delta is a good one because it's got those pool tables.
Oh, you started at the Delta?
You took her to the Delta for the first time?
Yeah, pool tables.
Delta's a tough one. I tried to go there with some of my friends that are...
not Portuguese,
yeah. Cash only.
Very far away from not even not Portuguese, just not
nothing. They're just nothing.
It was they're not nothing, but it's just like it was a Champions League day, and it was a banging day at the Delta, and it was just like everyone got looks, and they're like, we can't hang out here. And I was like, okay, we crushed some screw malls and had to go.
What? That wouldn't have kept. Nah. They got looks.
Looks what?
That's nothing.
Some old guys looked at you. They're always oogling and ogling everyone.
Yeah.
That's never stopped the one guy who dresses up like a lady to walk in there. That guy's having a great time.
Ah.
He doesn't care about the looks. You just got to live your life, man.
Don.
That's
your boy.
That you just got to live your life. Be more like Don.
Where is he?
He's hanging out. We're at the Delta. My girlfriend gets the strongest rum and coke you've ever tasted.
Perfect.
Which is good. That's
they don't
fine.
Have they don't have jiggers there.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They're eyeballing it.
It's cash only. It's and then I was like, oh shit, I only have like $20. That's fine. That was enough for both drinks. That's more than enough.
So for the whole day. It's a day pass at the Delta.
Got $5 back still.
Yeah.
It was 1-1. Got to see a lot. Boom, take the lead. Boom, secure the lead. Boom, red card, Braga. What a day. What a great 15 minutes I came in there for.
I got to say, from Roncesvalles to the Delta, that's a walk.
Oh, we took the
bus.
Yeah. There was a hop-on, hop-off car involved.
And I was going to work. We passed like two ships in the night.
Yeah.
I could have popped in. I was thinking of popping in to grab a sumo. You
should always pop in.
Yeah.
You were waiting at the bus stop. You should have at least poked your head in, gave a look, but you were afraid of what looks you were going to get in return.
No, I was afraid. I was just afraid to miss the bus because I was like, I don't trust the TTC. It's so terrible.
Understandable.
Solid win.
Great. Crazy how easy it was once Cockshoe and Leonardo came on.
Substitute. Same as Sporting.
Yeah.
And, power of the subs.
Braga, they feel something about Braga. They feel defeated now. Ricardo Horta lost his brother, Andre Horta, to Olympiacos. He's fine. He's doing great. He's in Greece.
He's in a better place now. Greece.
Not doing great. Doing terrible.
Oh, God.
Wait up. Is it time to talk about Greece?
I don't think we're there yet. No, that's like the last thing we talk about.
Greece is a horrible, horrible place.
Greece is lightning.
Guimarães pick up 3 points as they stay at odds with the big boys. Single smash ball from Thomas Handel puts the Conquistadors up 1-0 against Boavista.
For me, stunk of the week personally.
For me,
a stunk of the week. It might be stunk of the season for me. Ooh, I love this goal.
Stunk of the season.
I love a volley.
It's definitely a stunk of the season. It's a nice goal. Hits the one time.
He hits it up the volley for two himself.
It's definitely stonk of the week.
Oh. Now there was another stonk. What's the other game? There's another.
Tomáš Handel.
Yeah.
Portuguese. You might be surprised.
He is a Portuguese boy. But yeah.
Really?
He's Portuguese.
Okay, that's shocking to me.
Two historic clubs. I think it's a derby. Not sure what you call the derby.
That's a derby?
I think so.
Porto and Guimarães, it's a northern derby.
Guimarães,
got some northern stuff. I don't know if it's a derby. It might be some kind of classical.
Yeah, one or the other. But yeah, big shout to that game. Big shout to that goal, Mr. Handel. Aruca, I think they have a clean 2-0 win. Julie Sent actually got a couple of goals ruled offside. But they snagged two goals in the 94th and 95th, and they tied that game 2-2.
That's surprising. Armada. Yeah. You'd think Aruca would just totally destroy them, which they were, but two late goals.
Steamroll is a terrible, shitty team. That sucks. Estoril beats Famalicão 1-0. Nice strike from Portuguese wonder kid Rodrigo Gomes. Shout out to him.
And he's going back to Braga.
Yes.
That'll be good to see.
That will be interesting with their new coach, Daniel Suj. Ferenc play Estrela Amadora, 3-0 win. Each of their forwards all netting. Balumi, Duarte, and Mateus. How'd you feel about that?
Great Balumi goal.
Balumi away.
Balumi away. Yeah. And Estrela's a team to beat for Ferenc.
I think this is going to be the first time in a while Ferenc stays up.
The last time they went straight down,
2 years in the Primeira Liga, that's big for them.
Yeah. They were a mainstay in the Primeira Liga in the early 2000s.
We were talking about friends on the weekend with my godfather. He's like, oh, where's your dad from in Portugal? And we're telling him, he's like, how come he's a Benfica fan? How come he's not a Ferenc fan? We're like, well,
Portugal works a little differently.
Yeah. If you want to watch the Primeira Liga every year, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta roll with the best.
I'll watch the first div. And then Portimonense, Moreirense, 2-0 win for Moreirense. Beautiful little chipper goal happening there in the 93rd to seal the win.
Lobbed them. I used to love doing that on Super Mario Strikers. Me and Troy would always play. I'd be like, you get one of those green guys or like Yoshi. Yoshi has the Koopas.
You gotta dodge the shell first.
Was that game on N64 or GameCube?
It's GameCube.
The Cube. We were playing Super Mario Kart on the weekend.
A lot of fun.
Do you know they got a new character, Dry Bowser?
Yeah. He's very dry,
He's kind of like Dry Bones, but he's Dry Bowser.
Yeah, he's a Bowser, but he's all bones.
Yeah, we were playing a race, and I was like, that's Wet Bowser. and they're like, there's no Wet Bowser. I'm like, well, he's not Dry Bowser.
He's definitely Wet Bowser.
These guys are doing something wrong out here.
Yeah, what may
I maybe that the regular Bowser is moist Bowser, and then there's another. They're gonna release a wet Bowser. He's just sopping wet.
So that weekend's in Portugal, Sporting 81 points. What is that? 5 points ahead of Benfica. 3 games to go. Porto with 63 points. Oh, that's so many. That is so many points off. 13 points off of second. Ouchie, Wawa. Braga behind them by 1 point, and then Guimarães in fifth with 60.
Yeah, so the fight for third is not over yet. I think that's probably that's the more exciting fight, and then there's always the relegation battle, which is pretty exciting. You got Boavista in the thick of it, Gil Vicente, Estrela Amadora, Portimonense, Rio Ave, and then Estoril Ferenc maybe can feel kind of safe, but it goes all the way up to 11th.
Yeah. Damn, man. I kind of want to... These guys... I mean, Vizela and Chaves are pretty much done. It's going to come down to, a couple teams there.
I wouldn't mind Amadora to go down and Portimonense and Ferenc to stay up, two southern teams. That'd be nice to Algarvian teams. There's so many Lisbon teams there.
Let's go to Gil Vicente.
Can we look at the rest of the schedule for Braga?
Yeah.
Who do they have to play?
Do you guys think there's going to be movement there? 3, 4, 5?
If they can win every single last game.
Casapia. At home. Guimarães. There's a Minho derby.
Those are nasty.
Dude, Braga's in there.
Okay,
in
so that Braga Porto game will be massive.
Maybe Guimarães will pass Braga.
Last day,
Yeah, I could see Braga capitulating these two games. I mean, their coach left them.
Yeah.
That's true. When your That's coach why just, they've been looking shitty, yeah.
Your coach just leaves you. You're just left to...
Botafogo.
And the big problem is, where'd Roger go? He's not even on the bench.
New coach doesn't like Roger.
They have Cher playing. This guy stinks. I don't know. Good thing Benfica got rid of him, or he left Benfica.
Oh, Cher.
Yeah, I think it's Porto's to take home, and I think they will. It's sad to say my fourth place prediction did not come true, but we'll see what happens. It could.
Many times in the past, we've got things wrong on this podcast, Justin.
Most of the times.
Yeah, but Justin gets things right.
I wanted that to get right.
Justin Domus.
Porto's looking at Chaves. And then Porto Derby.
Oh, Derby they got Boavista. No, Boavista's never done anything against Porto for like.
No, Boavista's not very good.
They try.
They have to play Sport.
Plus, they're going to the Dragão.
When it might not matter.
And then, that's for the Portugal Cup end of the season.
I got to say, these schedule makers, good job this year, eh?
Mm. Fucking killed it.
Really good job. Because just the way they set up those Benfica Sporting games, and then
with the Tassa.
And the other week they played the Tassa, and they played the same teams on the weekend. The way they set that up.
The way they set that up.
That's just chance, though.
That was incredible stuff.
The way they set that up.
And now at the end, for Braga and Porto to fight off for the third place right at the end. Also, you got the Derby there. You got Guimarães and Braga there. So it's going to be a great end to the season. And then at the end, we're going to have the toss of the Portugal with Porto and Sporting rematch of what we had this week. So
exactly.
It's been a good season for Sporting fans.
Yeah. And if it's anything like this game on the weekend, 2-2, we go to extra time. We see what happens next.
Yep.
All right. Let's jump to England. Last Tuesday, Chelsea gets slapped 5-0 by Arsenal. What the fuck, bro?
That's gotta hoit if you're Enzo Fernandez. it just makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Someone said a stat recently. He's played almost 50 games and they've only won 14 games since he's been
there.
That's
bad.
Eat shit.
It makes him, the taste of victory came so quickly and so early for him. He won the World Cup and now he cannot buy himself a win. And I hope he loses for the rest of his career.
Yeah. Also, if he stayed at Benfica that year, there would have been other teams that came, not this desperate Chelsea on the last day of January.
Yep. Yep.
Like Real Madrid, maybe, or something. You couldn't just wait.
He didn't.
Just wait.
He fucked us, and now, fuck you.
Arsenal played Spurs on the weekend. Double London derbies, 1 week.
Both easy teams.
Yeah. Arsenal once again victorious 3-2 win over Spurs. Early goals for the Gunners. They leak two late goals in the game, but they hang on to their 3 points there. How was the NLD? You watch it?
Well, it was kind of early for me, but two great players that Arsenal has just signed this year, Havertz and Rice. And they've been amazing for them.
Havertz? Seriously?
Been really good.
Oh, shoot.
He started off a bit slow. He had that terrible performance in the MLS All-Star
game. He started
slow.
You still have that in your head, Justin.
Yeah, but no, he's actually been good.
Yeah. And do you guys think they can win the league? It's getting close.
Of course they can.
I think Liverpool's out.
Yeah, they're out.
If it's between City and Arsenal, I'm going for Arsenal.
You're going for Arsenal. Arsenal can win all their games, but I think City can easily win all their games. And then if they do that, City wins.
Yeah.
By goal difference?
No, by points. They just have a game in hand.
Yeah, it's going to be close. Hey, maybe Wolves can do something for City. Who knows?
Let's go, Wolves.
City's schedule is a little
something
easier.
Something for Arsenal.
Hey, Wolves are on fire. They beat Luton 2-1. Goals from Huang and our boy, Tati Gomes, undisputed, going to the Euro. What do we think?
I have no idea. He's always, he's in there for some reason
Martinez
all the time.
Loves
sure.
him.
What is his best position?
Center back? Left center back, I think.
Oh.
I like that little move Nelson Semedo did, but he's got no finishing. He doesn't have a finishing bone in his body. Sorry.
Hey, man, he's not supposed to be finishing. He's a right winger.
No, he got the shot off.
Right back.
He did get the shot off.
He's looking good, though. At this point, based on how Cancelo and Dallo are both doing, I might say start Semedo right now.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone said poo-pooed on that.
Hey, I've always been a fan of Semedo.
Hey. We're out here cheering for you, Semedo.
I think we can do better, but...
Okay, well...
Dallo's not better.
We have a consistency problem, Justin. Semedo is a more consistent player overall than some of our left backs and right backs.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I think all of them are in a bunch that can play both wings, too.
Yeah.
I think Semedo, Cancelo, and Dallo both played both wings at that point.
Nuno Mendes, not consistent.
He's consistent, he's just injured.
Oh, no, he's just injury prone.
Yeah. Guerrero, injury prone. Old also.
Cancelo.
What about Nuno Sanch? Why isn't this guy in the conversation?
He's not even in the convo.
What is he? He's the top. What is he?
Top assist or goal creator, something like that. Yeah.
He's left wing back, sort of, right?
Yeah.
I think he might like that. He might like it in a three back system more.
He'd work perfectly in Portuguese system. That's what Martinez runs with.
Right.
But anyways, congrats to Wolves. Liverpool still leaking points, man. They're leaking. They draw 2-2 to the Hammers, Ruben Amorim's future team. They also announced Arnie Slot is going to take over.
Oh.
Who is the Slot?
They got the Slut.
Slut.
You got Slut.
Arne Slot. Is it Arne Slot?
It's Arne Slot. And Justin, what's happened to this team?
They're going Dutch.
Exactly what you've warned me for the last couple years. You never want your team to go Dutch.
You don't want to go too Dutch. And they're going too Dutch.
They're pretty Dutch right now.
Yeah. Dude, remember when Real Madrid went Dutch? They went so Dutch.
They went very Dutch.
I think that actually helped them win, though. Did they not get a league title?
They didn't win anything,
did they? One of their worst years when there was like Van Nistelrooy, Schneider, Robin, Royston Drenthe.
I think they might have
won. I remember that fourth guy, but the top three I remember very fondly of. Robin, Schneider, and Van Nistelrooy?
They were good, but I don't think Madrid succeeded at that time. They might have won one
I think
trophy.
They won one.
Yeah, it was the one, like, Beckham's, like, last year there.
Yes, I think they won that one, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if Schneider was in at that point.
But it was also, like, before Ronaldo went there, and, like, Messi kind of started his rise, and, like, it was just fucking no contest until Ronaldo got there.
Yeah, and I'm going to say you just never go Dutch. Like, Manchester United's not happy over there. These Dutch, I shouldn't generalize, but they're kind of weird. You know
what?
They're very forward people.
Yeah,
sexually weird.
No tact.
I'll tell you what. When I was playing in a band, we went to the Netherlands. We would play the show. We'd finish the song. They wouldn't clap. Nobody would clap. They would just stare at us.
They're waiting for the whole performance to end.
And once the whole performance is over, then they would clap. And they would, "You guys were great." And I'm like. Why didn't you fucking clap?
You could not feel our energy emanating from us.
Yes. You didn't look into our eyes.
So what do you got now? Van Dijk, Gravenberch,
Gakpo.
Probably got some other ones, don't you?
Gravenberch, Van Dijk, Gakpo, the coach.
Yeah.
Slut.
And then the coach is going to bring in the summer, I'm sure, a couple other Dutch guys.
He's going to be a Dutch slut.
Yeah.
Where's he from?
Feyenoord.
Oh.
Yes.
As long as he doesn't want to go for Kökçü. Now, I've come around on Kökçü, but he did have to take his lumps. He was a naughty boy. Was very bad. And he played very badly in the first part of the season.
He was always fine, man.
Well, he was playing deeper. You got to play him attacking.
You got to. I didn't know about this. He was out of position. I was like, I remember the whole first part of the season. I'm like, what does this guy do here?
Well, I think he wanted him to be
expensive signing.
He wanted to be new Enzo, but he's not Enzo. Yeah. He's more attacking behind the strikers.
Yeah.
And French, Gramos keeps a point alive for PSG. They tie Le Havre in the 94th with a spectacular header from our boy. He'd also snag an assist, peaking at the right time. And yes, Chris, I know it's Le Havre.
Yeah.
But it's the Uber Eats League, and this team reminds me of Harvey's.
The big Harve.
The big Harve.
Harvey's.
Good burger. Best fast food burger, I think. Yeah. One fantastic. Of the top, very top.
Proudly Canadian. You know the Harvey's in our old neighborhood became a Swiss Chalet?
It's kind of a lateral move.
Yeah, they're one and the same. They're actually connected.
I know, but I would have preferred it to stay to Harvey's.
Did it? I thought it became like an Indian restaurant.
Yeah, it's harder to get like rotisserie chicken, you know?
No, there was an Indian restaurant beside it.
Oh, okay. There was a Swiss Chalet on the other side of that plaza.
Yeah, there was.
So they just moved.
Maybe they switched.
Okay, guys, we're becoming our dads here. Which street did these two intersect on?
Here, Ontario and Eglinton.
Yeah, big plaza. There's the Toys R Us there.
Those streets don't meet.
Beside the Heritage Hills.
All right. Gonzalo Ramos, I'm more impressed by the assist than the... Then the goal, although the goal
was
very nice.
The goal was great.
That was a great header.
Picking the side netting with the header. I love that assist, though.
I'm trusting him more and more every day.
Yeah, you look at this, it's like, this is guy's perfect for Portugal in the Euros.
The thing about it was he was...
you need consistency.
Would he have mono or something?
When did he have mono?
No, he had some kind of illness during the part where he sucked and they said, we're going to sell him.
That's why he's been out for a while. Not performing well, he had mono. Mono boy.
Or something.
Mono boy.
Mono y mono.
Local lads.
Wait, you want to come back? You don't want to stay in Europe for a little bit?
Where?
Which part, Chris?
Greece?
Yeah, we're still in Europe. We're going to Greece.
Tell me about Greece. What happened
in
Greece?
We're already in France. Why would we go all the way to North America first?
AC Milan played Juventus. It was a 0-0 game. We're not talking about that.
No, we're not talking about that. But there's a reason to talk about Greece.
So Greece, Olympiacos win 4-1. Listen to these goal scorers.
Tell me.
Chiquinho.
Let's go.
Ooh, our boy.
Your boyfriend, Navarro.
Okay. Ooh, our boy, Angel Vicente. Well, he's formerly.
And Mr. Daniel Podence.
All right.
Wow.
And we
our short king.
We couldn't find the goals because we searched the highlights on YouTube. We only find video games.
Yeah, it's not easy to find.
Or some guy's video in the stands, but just the entrances we watched today of PSG. That shouldn't exist. Why are they showing us that on YouTube? Come on.
Garbage. I'll tell you what, this weird Google thing, it's given Daniel Podence a 4.3 out of 9 star out of 5 stars.
Wow.
Out of 5. He was the player of the match according to Google.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And that's all I know about out of the 10. Game.
But how was his what was his temperament like? Was he kind of cold or was he downright borderline rude or creepy vibes?
Well, that's fine in Greece.
The service creepy in Greece?
Yeah. Which one of the seven dwarves describes him best?
Bashful.
Okay, local ads. TFC, they beat Simcoe 5-0 in the Canadian Championship game.
How was that? You were there?
Yeah, it was good. A little bit chilly. Not too busy. Chilly. Decent attendance.
Yeah, not a lot of people wanted to see them beat Simcoe Rovers.
But hey, you get a free ticket and you live beside the stadium, why not?
I heard there's a good amount of Simcoe fans there.
Yeah. One of the guys I work with, he's like the third assistant coach on Simcoe.
The third? Ooh, wow. Well, they need that many? They probably don't have a lot of money.
No, I don't think he gets paid, but it's, you know, there's a hierarchy of coaches that you need within a team.
Right, of course.
So if something...
It's like the third librarian, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Too many cooks.
I just check people in and out.
He wasn't on the bench, he was in the stands, he was hanging out.
Oh. Does he have to be there to do that job? Can he just text or work from home or something?
He works from home?
Yeah, he's some coaching.
Third assistant?
Hey, man.
Anyways,
it's League One Ontario, buddy. They're not in the big leagues, but they're trying their best. There were some good players. They have a Cuban guy that played the number 10 role. He's good.
Nice.
Cool. Well, he lost 5-0, though.
Yeah.
Osorio played pretty well.
Yeah. And who else? The Longstaff played. And that center back they had is huge.
Oh, he's a big boy, yeah.
He is massive.
He freaking, he was from England, right? Oh, no, Ireland. He eats a lot of meat pies for sure.
Meat pie boy. And then on the weekend, on Saturday, they beat Orlando 2-1. Goals from Spicer and Owusu again. And this was on the same time as the Leafs, so I don't know if anyone watched it.
I didn't watch it, but it looked insane. I was checking the score during the Leafs game. Oh. They were losing the whole game 1-0, and then they scored 2 in like the 90th minute.
Oh, good for them.
Damn.
Good for them.
Owusu's scoring a lot. He seems like he's the real deal. I think he's our new Altidore.
Yeah, he's nice. Great.
Finally got a replacement, maybe.
Nice.
I think I was talking about this guy last year when I went to the game. I was like, no one's talking about this guy. This guy is an absolute monster.
Prince Owusu. Yes. It says Prince on his back.
Yes, that's
great,
the man. Yeah.
Great name, great jersey. York United, big win against Vancouver. 3 goals, 3 points. What a night. The Vanga bus came, boys.
You guys are the Vanga boys?
Yeah, that's our goal song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear it.
We score. I love it.
I didn't hear it the last time I was there. They didn't score.
Yeah, that was a tough game. Playing Forge on Wednesday in the Hammer.
Yeah, big game.
Can champs. But yeah, this weekend, Brian Wright with Brace, 2 goals. He also set up Denis Salanovic, who gets his first goal as a United player. It was a great night.
That was a nice goal.
Brian Wright can score.
Can score, can assist.
Let's see if he keeps going.
Denis showed up to the stadium wearing a Juan Tavares jersey. That was nice. Cool. I like that.
That was cool, yeah.
Respectable. Other news? You guys got anything else? All right.
Is Salanovic from Toronto?
No, he's from Liechtenstein.
He's straight up from Liechtenstein.
He's a Liechtensteiner.
So where did he get this Tavares jersey?
I don't know. He came to the city. He's loving the Leafs, I guess.
Nice. I respect that.
Yeah. I saw him and I was like, hey, dude, that's great. Looking like a local.
He said, a Liechtenstein to you, sir.
He's a funky guy.
Oh, cool.
Stonk of the week?
It's Handel, right?
Thomas Handel. Juan Wonder. Last week we gave it to Mr. Pot. This week, who do we got?
Everyone's on their phone.
I was on my phone checking about Wesley Snyder, and when they did go all Dutch, they did retain their title, but he never played with Beckham.
That's what
there
I said.
There was a one-year changeover, and they won, I guess they won the title 2 years in a row. Okay.
Wesley Snyder was the last addition to that Dutch trio.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's probably the most janky-ass Dutch trio, because, you know, there's the famous Dutch trio that... that AC Milan had, right? Like, that's the good one.
Rijkaard, Van Basten,
Kluivert.
Seedorf? Or Kluivert?
No.
Hullet.
Hullet.
Hullet, Rijkaard, Van Basten is the main Dutch trio. So that's where going Dutch works, mm-hmm. but their coach, I don't think, was Dutch.
Probably not.
And I think maybe a lot of teams have always tried to, maybe kept that in their heads, trying to redo that. So you're going to have Van Dijk, Gravenberch, and who's that last guy's name?
Gakpo.
I cannot remember these guys' names for the life of me.
You remember Gravenberch? He's the newest addition.
But last week I was trying to think of him and I couldn't.
Mm. Yeah. All right.
To the Juan Wonder, look, I'm going to have to give it to my man, Gravenberch. No.
Gramos?
Yeah, he's been heating up.
Guys, I'm nice giving assist. To Daniel Podence.
Oh,
he's
come
got
on.
A 4.3 out of 5 star.
What about a Thomas Handel?
I wouldn't mind that. We gave him the stonk of the week.
Yes.
You know what? I would like to maybe give him Juan Wonder just so everyone who sees the post will be like, this guy's Portuguese? Because that's how I felt. So, you know, Thomas Handel.
Shock sure. factor.
Yeah. Thomas Handel. 145. Thanks once again for listening. Hit us up on our socials at Portugal_Corner on X. Join our Patreon. Listen to the after show. Listen to us on Palma Radio or on YouTube. Email us at PortugalCorner@gmail.com. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Take a minute to leave a rating and review. Tell your friends. Tell your vovo. Check out the oldies.
I forgot that our Patreon show is called Talking Portugal in the Corner. That's funny.
Yeah. Like we can jam and keep it. We can change it.
No, I like it.
I don't remember us doing that.
We never really landed on anything officially. I just wrote this down one day and haven't changed it.
I don't remember casting a vote for this.
I like it. It's genius.
All right. We'll talk about that on the Patreon.
All right. Okay, see you then. Adios.
You want to crack some beers?
Yeah, I was going to say, we crack a beer?
Let's crack a damn beer, man.
Might as well. Might as well go for a soda.